Good morning, this is Dan O'Brien with your top third ag marketing pre-opening grain comments for Friday, October 11th. Markets bouncing back after yesterday's USDA sell-off where stocks were cut in corn, but only by about half as much as the market expected. So they dropped a neighborhood of 250 million bushels. They were looking for about 500 million, and that was on a little bit of cut in the harvested acres, but a surprise increase in the yield by 0.2%. They were looking for a drop of about a bushel and a half. So we had corn drop significantly yesterday, went down to the 50-day moving average, rallied above that, and overnight corn and the other markets were not able to take out yesterday's lows. And so we will see if those levels hold and we can maybe take another leg higher here down the road as markets kind of filter out and analyze the damage done, prospective damage done by the storm moving through the Northwest plains and Northwest Midwest. So we've got December corn up 6.5 cents, 386 3/4. December wheat up 4 cents, 497. Kansas City Dece up 6.5, 409 3/4. Minneapolis Dece up 2 at 537 1/4. So we had the wheat markets holding the lows that they've been trading in the range for the last couple of weeks. So just moving from the low section of that, now back up towards the middle there. So pretty range bound here in the wheat for the last few weeks. And November beans up 7.5 cents at 931. We took out yesterday's high in the beans, actually traded above 934 to 934.5. This is as high as those November beans have traded since back in midsummer around July 15th. We had the good bounce in the beans on the cut in the bean ending stocks yesterday. They were looking for a drop from 640 million down to 510, and they actually took it down another 50 million bushels beyond that to 460 million. So good strength there. And then also last night there were some positive comments from President Trump on their negotiations with China. Stock market likes that as well. Overnight we're up about 250 points in the stocks. We've got the dollar down about 38 ticks at 98.02. Crude oil up 29 cents a barrel, 53.84. So again, a little bit of overreaction maybe yesterday from the USDA report and some positive talk out of the China situation as markets in the green this morning. We'll see how things finish up. That's all I have for this morning. If you'd like to give us a call, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a good day.